Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Joseph Lobbock from Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Wadsworth. Welcome, Father.
Thanks, Tim. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here again. Today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics. And today we're going to talk a little bit about faith, but first let's talk about the Bible. We've been talking about sacred scriptures. Question 16 asks, what is the right way to read the Bible?
Well, so many people, you know, they want to read the Bible, so they open the book up and start from the beginning, without really giving it much thought as to what it is. Or I think it first of all calls, obviously, for prayer, that we read the Word of God prayerfully and with reverence. So we first of all, before we start reading the Bible, we should pray and ask God to guide our minds and our hearts, our thoughts, that He will show us what the truth is, that it will come through those words. That's what He intended from the beginning anyway, was that we would come to know Him. This is His revelation of Himself to us. And so if we're reading it, people read it sometimes to seek a certain answer to a question they have, or they want to read it to disprove it, to find the errors in it according to their way of thinking. And so it's not going to happen, because we're not reading it in the right way.
Well, I've heard the Bible described as God's love letter to all of us.
Right.
And of course, the authors of the Bible were writing in context of that particular time that they lived. Mm-hmm. So some of the things might not necessarily make sense to us because of the way things right. were 2,000 years ago and even farther before. And that's why it's so important for me as a Catholic to understand that the Church's job is to help me to understand who God is, and therefore to help understand what the Scriptures mean by what they say.
Right. The Church is there to interpret for us. That's why there was a period of time where it was almost discouraged to read the Bible. People, because the Church was a little bit afraid of people just kind of running with it themselves and getting all the wrong ideas. So they kind of took it upon the Church itself to explain the Scriptures, to teach what the Word of God meant and what it was about, and not just leave it up to each individual interpretation. I think from that way of thinking, we see how fractured the Christian community is as a result of people doing just that. This one thinks it says this, and they don't agree with this one, so we have two new churches, two new denominations, and that goes on all the time. Every day, there is a new denomination added to the Christian faith, and Jesus never wanted it that way. He said very clearly, there will be one shepherd and one fold. That's what His plan was. So by approaching the Word of God in a prayerful way, we can really learn a lot more than just by opening up a textbook or a reference book, because that's not what it is.
So, Father, when we're prayerfully reading the Scriptures, how can we know with certainty that the books that are in the Bible are actually the Holy Word of God?
Well, this is something, again, that comes from the Church, and the Church is the body of Christ. Jesus established the Church, and He said, as He told Peter, you are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So He gave the apostles, He gave Peter that authority to teach in His name. And so the Church put all the different scriptures and brought them together and decided, does this really help us to salvation? That's the bottom line. Does what is written in this book help me to know Jesus Christ, to know God, and live it in my daily life? You know, you have all these Gospels of Philip and Thomas, and they contain nice little stories, but they don't about Jesus playing when he was a kid or doing things, you know, zapping a clay pigeon and making it come alive. But that doesn't have anything to do with our salvation. And that's the criteria. You know, all this thing with the Da Vinci Code and Mary Magdalene being married to Jesus and all this speculation, again, has nothing to do with our salvation. And that's what the church went through, the scriptures that were written, and they decided upon this, again, guided by the Holy Spirit and the truth.
Mm-hmm. Father, if someone's listening to the show right now and they have some questions about what the sacred scriptures mean by what they say, you have no problem with somebody calling you up and talking with you on the phone about
absolutely
certain
not.
Passages.
No problem at all.
Because a lot of people are intimidated to talk to their priest about different issues, and yet that's your job, isn't
right,
it?
Exactly.
It's to help us get to heaven, and,
right.
And sometimes if we have a question, you can't answer a question if we don't ask it of you.
And it happens a lot. It happens. People ask questions, and that's great.
So again, if you're listening to the show and you have questions about the scriptures, call your local priest and give them a chance to explain what they mean by what they say. So I think that's really important. So question 17 of the UCAT asks, what significance does the Old Testament have for Christians?
They're a very profound way of understanding God's Word. It's not, you know, a lot of people attempted to say, well, that was the Old Testament, as if it has no significance whatsoever. But it's through the Old Testament that God established a relationship with us, with His people. And in everything in the Old Testament relates to Christ. It's all part of God's plan. Everything that's contained, the truth that is revealed there, is telling us and pointing us toward Christ, toward the coming of the Messiah. That's what it helps us to understand. So we always read the Old Testament in light of the New Testament. And I always tell people, well, I don't know, that's my personal advice, is if you're going to read the Bible, start with the New Testament. And you get that and you understand that, then go and read the Old Testament and you understand it, because this is the fulfillment of it, the New Testament.
Well, again, one of the things that really helped me in my understanding of all the scriptures, but especially in the Old Testament, is this typography where Noah and Abraham were types, and David.
Exactly.
They were all types of Jesus.
Of Jesus, right.
And even Melchizedek, when he offered up a sacrifice of bread and wine, that's Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did at the Last Supper. So, like you say, everything points to Jesus, so it's not like it. And I think Christ himself said that every letter and even the smallest part of a letter of the law will be fulfilled.
Right.
Everything.
Everything.
So it's very significant, especially in the area of the Ten Commandments. I can't believe more than once I've heard somebody say that the Ten Commandments aren't relative anymore. That's the Old Testament before Jesus.
Yeah.
And of course, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep the commandments.
Right. And Jesus reaffirmed those commandments.
Over and over, more than once.
Many times.
So question 18 asks, what significance does the New Testament have for Christians?
Well, the New Testament is the completion of Revelation. When God himself became one of us in Jesus Christ, and the word of Jesus is spoken and recorded in the scriptures. And so it gives us more and more insight into who Jesus is and what Jesus is all about. What God is trying to show us through Jesus, who is the Word made flesh. He is the Word who has come among us, and he dwells with us. And so the New Testament, you know, shows the early church and all the letters that St. Paul wrote to various communities as he instructed them and guided them and advised them. So he does for us in the areas of what we believe, of everything that is important and very practical. Baptism, Eucharist, marriage, holy orders, everything You know, that it's all there. It's all there in the New Testament. And the church continues to grow in her knowledge of these things by continuing to reflect on the New Testament, the new covenant that Jesus is, it is his body and blood. It's sealed in his body and blood. And so it becomes the core of our faith.
I know one of the beauties of being a Catholic for me is being able to go to Mass every single day and to hear the priest's word of God. And I think if you go to daily Mass, you with the different cycles, every 3 years you go through the entire Bible at least once, and in some cases two or three times, depending, because some of the readings are repeated. But I know that sometimes when I'm at Mass listening and paying attention, it's like I'm hearing some of the passages for the very first time. And so the point is the New Testament, we can't read it enough times, because I think the more, I know for myself, the more I read it, the better I get to understand who Jesus is.
Right, exactly.
And the better I can understand that God really does love me. He really does. It's not just a saying, but he really loves me.
There's so much comfort and strength to be found in just listening to the Word of God. That's why it's such an important part of the Mass. Every time we gather, the Word of God is prominent. It instructs us, it enlightens us, it comforts us, it strengthens us, it does everything. It tells us how we are to live our life, a life in God, in Jesus Christ. So it's not irrelevant to anybody today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that leads us to our last question. Question 19 of the UCAT asks, what role does sacred scripture play in the church?
Okay, this again is that what I'm saying. It's integral, it's essential to our worship of God. And so we listen, we have a reading every Sunday from the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Gospels. It's all there, everything we need. It's supposed to enlighten our minds and our hearts. And as St. Paul said, allow the Word of God to take root in your heart, to make a difference in the way you live your life. You know, we follow all kinds of advice from people, and they're just people. This is God's Word. This is the Word of Jesus Christ. How much weight do we give it in our everyday lives? It is, you know, the Word of God. Just because somebody's up there reading it doesn't mean it's them just reading out of a book. It is them proclaiming the Word of God. God is talking to us, and he'll tell us everything we need to know and more. So There's no getting away from it. We have to listen. People, you know, today it's sometimes hard to listen. There's too much noise, too much distraction, and we get off course because we don't sit there and really listen to what God is saying to us.
And I think it's important for everybody to realize just how critical and how central the Holy Word of God is to the Catholic faith. You've been listening to Father Joe Lobbock as we go through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. This has been Tim Perry, your host for Faith with Father on Living Bread Radio, reminding you that God loves you more than you can even imagine. Until next time, bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.